Freshman Democratic State Senator Terry Gibson is sponsoring Rosie's Law, named for the first assistance dog allowed by a New York court to accompany a witness during testimony. In this case, Rosie accompanied a girl known as Jessica during the proceedings in a child and sexual abuse case in Gibson's district. Here's Gibson.
Rosie's Law is a law that will, for the first time in New York State and in the country, allow judges to have the discretion to offer any victim that is under distress the opportunity to have a courthouse facility dog accompany them on the witness stand.
He says current law pertaining to facility dogs and witnesses is narrow in scope.
Basically, anyone who the judge believes is under a great deal of stress or who believes is vulnerable in such a way that they have a legitimate case to make that they cannot actually testify accurately without the assistance of a courthouse facility dog. And that's what's different about this current law, is it opens it up to basically anyone at the judge's discretion. Both the New York State law and other laws around the country have currently limited that scope of options.
Kathleen Murphy is executive director of the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse of Dutchess County. Jessica's case came through her organization, and she is very much in favor of the law.
In this particular case, you know, other than the young girl, Rosie is a hero. And she really, you know, brought out the courage in this child to be able to testify. You know, she testified about four to five years of just being raped by her father. And she had to testify with him in the courtroom. And it was actually the first time that she had to face him since she, you know, was taken, you know, was gotten out of that situation. And she had to face him and testify and tell everyone what he had done with him sitting there staring at her.
She says the case is on appeal because the defense views the girl as having had an unfair advantage by having the dog at her side. The dog was in the witness box out of view of the jury.
And part of the healing process for these kids is to be able to talk about what happened, to be able to face their accuser. And to me, when she was able to do that with Rosie next to her, that's when her true healing process began.
Rosie, a golden retriever who died in November at age 13, was specially trained to sit for hours and clue into the stress of the witness and nudge her when she froze. Democratic Assemblyman Frank Scartatos, whose district includes the city of Poughkeepsie, is sponsoring the bill in his house. He says it's a common-sense law.
Testifying in court can be a really stressful and scary experience for just about anyone, especially for, you know, traumatized children or persons with disabilities. And so this is about building a kinder, compassionate, more effective judicial system that allows young victims and people with disabilities to do a better job on the stand.
Kellyanne Costellarier is executive director of Safe Homes of Orange County in Newburgh, a not-for-profit agency that provides domestic violence services to victims and their families. She had not yet heard of the proposed law, but says it sounds positive for victims.
In order to be participatory in the process, we need to be thinking outside the box and also being creative in our supports, so that in the process of getting justice, that victims are being able to heal as well. And that should be our responsibility as a community in the entire process.
Rosie's Law would give judges the discretion to allow service dogs not only for kids, but for anyone on the defense or prosecution side deemed in need of such assistance. Since Rosie's death, Rosie's sister Ivy served as a facility dog, though she died last month. Ace, Rosie's grandson, named for an Iraq War veteran, is in training at Educated Canines Assisting with Disabilities and will be ready for service in a month or so. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.